Welcome back, and joining me now for a look at the day's markets action is Makwe Masilela from Makwe Fund Managers. Thank you so much for your time, Makwe. Now, there are lots of things that the markets are digesting for this week, but let's start off with what is happening today. And of course, that's fears of the escalating tension between Ukraine and Russia. I mean, how worried are you about the impact of that on the markets and particularly riskier assets here at home?
You know, it's not going to look okay, and we hope the guys won't get to a point where there will be war. As an example, you know, the U.S. said that there will be some economic sanctions, and one of those, there will be the withdrawing or the cutting of the supply of dollars to the Russian economy. And that tells you that the Russian banks will definitely suffer big time. And thereafter, it will have some serious ripple effects. Russia, as it is now, they supply more than 35% of natural gas to Europe. Should there be a war, then definitely there are going to be issues when it comes to that supply of energy. And that will be inflationary because energy prices will go up. But as it is now, I think most market players, myself included, we didn't price this well last week, because it's only now or over the weekend that we are opening to the fact that this is really serious, because it has been showing some signs, you know, that, hey, this drumbeat of war is just so loud, but we didn't take it that serious up until now. And I think hence we see this serious reaction, and it's more of a risk of trade mode more than anything.
And something else that's serious for the markets is inflation. Of course, the Fed starts its two-day meeting tomorrow. And also locally, our MPC, the conclusion of that meeting will be on Thursday, where it's largely expected that the SARB will embark on its another rate hike after the first one in November. I mean, what will you be combing through in those statements from the Fed and also from our local Reserve Bank?
You know, starting with the Fed, we know that come Wednesday, when they conclude their meeting, the guys are not going to increase interest rates, but it's a more of an important meeting because they'll be setting up the tone. And hopefully they might even go into detail that we've got a clearer picture whether to expect 3 or 4 or 5 rate hikes. So we know that the first rate hike, markets are expecting that to happen around March. And anyway, this has been well telegraphed that the guys will be increasing interest rates. But markets are markets. Here we are. We're getting jittery because now it's about to happen. And coming to the local MPC meeting, unfortunately, we expect another rate hike. As we said, the first one was in November, all because you can see inflation is getting out of control. The last print showed that our inflation, consumer inflation, sitting at 5.9. And also, more importantly, they don't want to be behind the curve. We still have to maintain that interest rate differential between ourselves and the U.S., and that probably will continue to give the currency some support.
Sure, and we've seen some of those jitters really filtering through to the JSE with the bourse being under pressure today. I just want to go to the corporate action that we have seen today. Steinhoff, of course, we've seen the Cape Town High Court approving that 24 billion rand settlement to shareholder claimants from that plunge, that share price plunge in 2017. That share price, though, down for the day, although we know that it's rallied really by a lot for the past year. I mean, the fact that the share is down at this point, is that a case of investors maybe realizing that as much as this is a major win, a major positive for Steinhoff, but there's still a long way to go in terms of the company getting back to its former glory?
Definitely, there's still a long way to go for them to get to the former glory. And we've been seeing the guys have been trying to raise cash as much as they can. But it's, I think for me personally, it's a question of the guys who are like buying the rumor, then you sell on the fact. And here it is, because I think this should be the last hurdle that or the dark cloud that has been hanging over them. So they should focus now on trying to grow the company as much as they can. And I guess we are happy for those shareholders that at last it came to an end.
Yeah. Also, other news that came out that Sibanye-Stillwater has canned that deal to buy those two Brazilian mines. And I mean, this is after 2 months after it had announced that transaction. Is this material in terms of maybe a dent that or a delay that is created in their path to this greener future that they have embarked on?
I guess as shareholders, we were disappointed because definitely we're looking into them moving into these more critical materials that we've been seeing. Remember last year they had that European one and also in America and also buy into that nickel smelter. But I guess the guys made the right decision, showing us that they're not desperate to make a deal at all cost. If you've got some significant material changes when it comes to the financials of that company, the production thereof, the assets, I think that was the right decision for them. But unfortunately, we're looking forward to this whole thing that they continue to be diversified. But we hope that they're not going to start rushing into trying to make another deal in order to make up for this one that they've just cancelled.
And your take on South32 basically announcing struggles due to COVID-19 and lowering their guidance, their full year guidance for the Australian manganese output. Your take on that?
Not too bad, you know, because remember the guys also managed to benefit from the increase when it comes to some of the production and also higher commodity prices. And also the guys continue to reshape their portfolio, also getting into the likes of what we call the critical materials. And because remember, they'll be buying the plant acquisition of that 45% stake in that Chile mine. Yeah, I think it's a copper mine in Chile. And they'll also be continuing to go off with more what they call green aluminum. So that doing okay going forward. But yes, unfortunately, bottlenecks, supply chain issues will continue to affect them. And fortunately for them, it's not only South32 which have to deal with those challenges.
And lastly, Makwe, quickly, we've got 10 seconds. Your stock pick for today?
Standard Bank. And if you look at their dividend yield, better than their peers at 4.2%, their PE of 11, not too demanding. And if you look at the forward PE at 9, it's okay. But what is just disappointing, the return on equity at 11, I don't think is that good.
All right, well, thank you very much for your insights. Makwe Masilela is from Makwe Fund Managers.